An advisor to Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki said the government is leading an investigation into the abusive acts at Saddam's execution. Mobile phone footage widely distributed on the internet shows witnesses taunting Saddam Hussein moments before he was hanged. Sunni Arabs in Iraq have staged demonstrations at the conduct of Saddam's execution, saying it was an act of pure vengeance by the Shiite-led government. The top U.S. military spokesman in Baghdad attempted to distance the United States from the manner of Saddam's execution.
You know, if you're asking me, would we have done things differently? Yes, we would have. But that's not our decision. That's a government of Iraq decision.
President Bush declined to answer a question about the former Iraqi ruler's execution when he spoke to reporters.
Saddam's execution was handled appropriately.
White House Press Secretary Tony Snow said the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad had expressed its concerns over the handling of Saddam's execution. But he emphasized that Saddam Hussein was executed after a long trial that met international standards.
Because there seems to be a lot of concern about the last 2 minutes of Saddam Hussein's life and less about the first 69 in which he murdered hundreds of thousands of people. That's why he was executed.
Experts on the Middle East say the scandal has further inflamed sectarian tensions between Sunni and Shiite Arabs in Iraq. Edmund Garib is an international relations scholar at American University in Washington, D.C.
It's likely to pour oil on the fire of sectarianism, and that in itself is going to make life difficult for both the United States and the Iraqi government.
An Iraqi special tribunal condemned Saddam to death in November for his role in ordering the executions of 148 Shiites after a failed assassination attempt in 1982. Leyte Hong Fincher, VOA News.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。